Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 12, year B. Our readings today, 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 to 15, Psalm 14, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, and the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 1 to 21. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all your people of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as your family, for you are our Heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Savior, and Lord. Amen. Lord, we confess that everything belongs to you. We praise you because you hold the whole world in your hands. But we worship you because you hold us. We have come to give you glory, to welcome the King of Glory, and to invite the Lord of Glory to be at the heart of our worship and the center of our lives. We also confess that we have no right to be here, that there is nothing in our lives that make us worthy to be welcome in your presence. No reason why you should love us or forgive us. You are the King of Glory. You are also the Prince of Peace. You are the Sovereign Lord. You are the God of Grace. Speak to us, that our praises may flow from this place in songs of joy and lives lived for your glory. Amen. We have the hymn, All My Hope on God is Founded.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for Proper 12, followed by the prayer for Emancipation Day, which we will celebrate on Thursday, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Liberating God, whose service is perfect freedom, who delivered your people Israel from slavery in Egypt, we thank you for delivering the people of these islands out of slavery into freedom. We pray that by your help, we will preserve our freedom, respect and defend the freedom of others, through him by whom we were made free, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, God the Provider. God the Provider. The story of God's relationship with humankind begins with the creation story. God creating the universe, this world, and everything in it. The writer of the book of Genesis records, God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31a. Humankind's response to God's very good creation was disobedience, which led to sin and death. However, God in love continues to provide for humankind. God called Abraham and his descendants to be God's people, and God provided for them the very special land of Canaan. I have come down, the Lord said to Moses, to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus 3, verse 8a. It was a land occupied by other nations, but God gave it to God's people, for they could not be a nation without land, and a holy people without God. God in love knows the needs of God's people, and God provides for those needs. In the face of God's faithfulness, God's people are required to respond to God's provisions with thanksgiving and praise. This, however, was not always the case. After the liberation from slavery in Egypt, they were given by God the law, which was intended to enable them to become a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a people set apart for God. God provided the land. God enabled them to take possession of the land that was occupied by several nations. Exodus 3, verse 8b says, the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Havites, and the Jebusites. God used the judges to help them to settle in the land of promise and take possession of it. When Samuel, the good and faithful judge, reached old age and his sons did not follow his ways, the people asked Samuel for a king. They said to Samuel, "Appoint for us a king." Then a king to govern us like other nations. 1 Samuel 8, 5b. Although Samuel did not agree and pointed out to them the demands that a king would make on them, God was their true king. God, who was their true king, provided a king for them, Saul, a handsome young man. 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 2 says, "There was not a man among the people of Israel more handsome than he. He stood head and shoulders above everyone else." God provided his people with a king. However, Saul was disobedient to God and eventually was rejected by God. God took God's spirit away from Saul, and he eventually died by his own hand. God provided another king, David, a man after God's own heart. He successfully led the people into battle and was, after many God-inspired victories, able to unite the 12 tribes into one united nation with Jerusalem as its religious and political capital. However, when David failed in his duty to lead his army into battle, he fell into sin and was punished by God, even as his sin was forgiven. God is faithful in providing for us. How do we respond to God's generosity and faithfulness? Do we respond with obedience, with faithfulness to God, or with ingratitude and taking God's love for granted? In our gospel today, from John 6, verses 1 to 21, we have the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000. The only miracle that is recorded in all four Gospels. Jesus is trying to get away from the crowd for a brief period of rest and refreshment. However, the crowd persists and they follow him. As he surveys the crowd, he says to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" John chapter 6, verse 5b. Jesus said this to test Philip, for Jesus, the Son of God, knew that God would provide. Philip responds by emphasizing the need. 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. It is always easy for us to identify the need. Andrew, another disciple, identifies the scarcity of their resources. "There is a boy here," he says, "who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" John chapter 6, verse 9. They did not understand that God in love always provides to satisfy the needs of God's people. Jesus instructs them, "Make the people sit down." John, the author, points out, "Now there was a great deal of grass in the place. So they sat down, about 5,000 in all." Verse 10. God provided the accommodation for the people, the mountainside with grass for their comfort, something they would have taken for granted. Jesus took the loaves provided by his father by way of the boy, gave thanks, no doubt thanking the father for the provision and requesting that it satisfy the needs of all the people present. Then he asked his disciples to distribute it and the fish to the people present. John records for us that the people received as much as they wanted. He continues, when they were satisfied, Jesus told his disciples, gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost. Verse 11b and 12. John affirms, so they gathered them up and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. Verse 13. God provided food for the satisfaction of those present, as well as leftovers, to enable others to be fed as well. God knows our needs even before we ask, and God is ready, willing, and able to satisfy those needs if our requests are beneficial for us. Jesus emphasizes the nature of the Father who provides for us. He says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Luke 11, verses 9 and 10. Jesus affirms the Father's desire to provide for us. He represents the Father's love, for it is out of love for us that God gave his only Son to be the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. God has always provided and will continue to provide for us. God has given us the gift of life. God has provided the world with all its resources for food, for shelter, for healing, for relaxation and wonder. God has given us our natural talents and the very special gift of God's self in the Holy Spirit. God provides, we receive, we acknowledge with thankfulness and use God's provisions as God intends them to be used. As we acknowledge God as provider, we pray, as we prayed in our colic for last Sunday. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and for our blindness we cannot ask, through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord, your love surpasses all understanding. Fill your church with your bountiful Spirit, that it may know your glory. We will rejoice and sing your praises. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord, your justice confronts the scheming and plotting of violence and corruption. Transform our politics to serve your will and advance your peace. Help us to see through the storms of our fears to the land of promise you hold out before us. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord, your provision exceeds our need, and we share in your rich bounty. Give us grace to display the same generosity and thanksgiving in how we share the fruits of blessing. Unite us as members of your family. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord, your foresight reaches out to our desires before we have approached you. Stretch out your hand to bless all who long for healing and release from their suffering. Grant that we may find a voice to praise you for your mercy and goodness. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Lord, your life holds us through the darkness of death and grief. Bring to fulfillment the promise of your glory. Deliver us from death to life. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Jehovah Jireh, Songs of My Provider, Songs of Fellowship 284.
Jireh, my provider's grace is
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek full rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And in your journeys to and fro, may God direct you. In your happiness and pleasure, may God bless you. In care, anxiety, or trouble, may God sustain you. In peril and in danger, may God protect you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day, this week, and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a spirit-filled, productive week. Do enjoy your Emancipation Day holiday, and please reflect on the importance of our freedom. God, through Christ, has freed us from sin and death. We leave you with the hymn, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.